This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I have not solved my issues in Major League Baseball. Let's recap the losing card for Monday. I was hoping Jackie Robinson Day would bring me good luck, but unfortunately, it just was not meant to be. I had the Reds and the Mariners in a nerfy, got through the top of the first, felt okay. Get to the bottom of the first, well, you walk a guy, you walk another guy, and then there's the blast. Three-run homer, and I lose the nerfy. I had the Red Sox first five-run line to start the day. That was the early game against Cleveland. After five innings of baseball, nothing, nothing. Didn't see that one coming as I lose that ticket. I do cash on Baltimore finally. The first five-run line, they get the job done against Minnesota. So thank you for that one. I had the Phillies on the run line, and unfortunately, they rallied a win. If you don't cover the run line, I don't want you to win the game. But the Phillies end up winning by one, but I still lose the ticket. I cash on St. Louis on the first five-run line. They get the job done against Oakland. I still have two wagers pending. I've been waiting all night long to record this podcast, but right now, Arizona and Chicago are still tied at two in the top of the 11th. And then the Dodgers I have on the run line. And oh boy, this one does not look good. They're down to the Nats 6-4 in the ninth inning. Tyler Glasnow just could not get the control that he needed. He missed his spots, and the Nationals made him pay on Monday night. So it looks like I'm headed to a 3-4 night. If I get the D-backs home, if I don't get that one home, it's going to be an ugly 2-5 day. But now let's get to the card for Tuesday. And believe it or not, I'm going to bet the NBA. Yes, no coin flip. I'm actually going to bet it. It's the NBA playoffs starting here, or at least the play-in game starting on Tuesday. Load management is done, so the intensity level will be turned up a notch starting tonight. So I will try my hand at the NBA during the playoffs. Let's start with game number one. It's New Orleans plus the one against the LA Lakers. This one's at a minus 112. So the Lakers just crushed the Pelicans 124-108 in New Orleans on Sunday. Davis scored 30. James scored 28. LA shot 55.2% as a team from the field. Meanwhile, the Pelicans shot just 47.7%. Zion Williams struggled mightily. He was 4 of 13 from the field and scored only 12 points. New Orleans lost 3 of 4 during the season to LA. Zion, though, should be much better tonight. The Lakers were just 19-21 on the road this season. I think the Pelicans can flip the script from Sunday and get the win here. So give me New Orleans plus the one against the LA Lakers. Game number two in the NBA, it's the Sacramento Kings plus the 2.5 against the Golden State Warriors. So the Kings storyline will be this. They're going to be without Kevin Huerter and Malik Monk, scorers number 3 and number 6 on the roster. The last three games between these two have been decided by 1 point each. The Warriors won 102-101 back in November. Then the Kings won 124-123 in November. And most recently in January, the Kings won 134-133. The Kings have all the motivation in the world. They're located just 90 miles apart, and the Kings have heard enough about Golden State over the last decade. Sacramento has made the playoffs just one time since 2006. They got up 2-0 against Golden State in the playoffs last season in the 3-6 series before losing in 7. When it mattered most in Game 7 last year, De'Aaron Fox went 5 of 19 for the Kings. Meanwhile, Curry put up 50 for the Warriors. Warriors at Lakers, an elimination game would be something special, but I think the Kings will put an end to that TV dream. It's a revenge spot, so give me the Kings plus the points, plus the 2.5 at home against Golden State. Next up in the card, we got a Major League Baseball. And I have five plays here. Four of them are nerfies. I'm going to get these nerfies right eventually. I am 0-5 on my last 5 attempts at a Nerfy. It can't be this difficult, can it? Well, let's see if we can shake it off today. Game number one, first game off the board. I'm going the Texas Rangers at the Detroit Tigers at a minus 120. So it's afternoon baseball in Detroit. 1-0 Rangers last night. Hopefully the bats will stay cool in the first today. Casey Mize looked better in his second start, giving up 2 runs over 5 innings against the Pirates last out. Meanwhile, John Gray had a nice bounce back start against Oakland last out, giving up 1 run over 5 innings pitched. It's been far too long since I started the day with a win, so let's end that streak with a scoreless first. Give me the Nerfy. No runs in the first inning between the Rangers and the Tigers at the minus 120. Next up on the card, it's another Nerfy. It's the Pittsburgh Pirates at the New York Mets. No line yet on this one. I'll post it in the show notes once it comes out. Jose Quintana gets the call for the Mets. A 3.45 ERA on the season after starts against Atlanta, Cincinnati, and Milwaukee. That list would be ranked number 1, number 2, and number 3 in scoring this season. So he's faced the best in the business. The Pirates are 14-for-70 off of Quintana. That's a .200 batting average with 1 homer. Meanwhile, it's rookie Jared Jones going for the Pirates. He has a 4 ERA, a 0.94 whip after 18 innings pitched. 12.5 Ks per 9 innings. He's got a live arm, so let's get 6 dang outs without a run today. Give me the Pirates and the Mets. No runs in the first inning. Line to be determined. Next up on the card, it's another Nerfy. It's the San Diego Padres at the Milwaukee Brewers at a minus 115. So is Dylan Cease back? Well, the early returns look good for the Padres. A 2.16 ERA, a 0.84 whip. He had a rough 2023 with the White Sox. He had an excellent 2022, though, with a 2.20 ERA and a 1.11 whip. Let's hope he's back for at least the first 3 outs today. Meanwhile, Wade Miley goes for the Brew Crew. He went 4 innings, giving up 1 run in his lone start this season at Cincinnati. He had a 3.14 ERA last season, and he had a really good ERA in the first inning last year with a 2.35. So let's go San Diego and Milwaukee. No runs in the first inning at the minus 115. Next up on the card, it's another Nerfy. It's the Cincinnati Reds at the Seattle Mariners. Ugly price here at the minus 145. So I'm back for more in Seattle after losing a Nerfy back-to-back days there. Logan Gilbert is part one of the equation today. A 2.66 ERA, a 0.84 whip. The Reds have had some success against him, but I think he'll be just fine today. Meanwhile, Hunter Green will look to bring the heat for the Reds. 4.86 ERA, coming off a disappointing effort, giving up 7 against Milwaukee last time out. I expect a nice bounce-back effort against the Mariners, so give me the Reds and the Mariners. No runs in the first inning at a minus 144. 145, I can't even read. 145 is the line on that one. Then my final game on the card, it's a first 5 run line. I'm on the Oakland Athletics minus the half a run against the St. Louis Cardinals at a plus 130. So for those of you that don't like to pay the juice, here's some plus money for you. J.P. Sears will look to build on that 6 1/3 inning, 1 hit, no run performance against the Rangers last out. He has a year-to-date ERA of a 5.17, a career ERA of a 4.40. Lance Lynn is on the bump for the Cardinals. The 36-year-old righty has a 2.63 ERA, a 1.39 whip this year. He got away with 4 walks last out against the Phillies, allowing just 2 runs over 5 innings. Prior to that, 4 runs allowed over 4 2/3 innings against the Marlins. Lynn struggled last year. I'm not a believer in him yet this year. I'm going to back JP and the A's on the first 5 run line, minus the half a run against St. Louis at the plus 130. Then some plays here from Coda Camper Kyle. Hopefully he can win if I can't win today. He's got my Minnesota Twins plus the 141 at Baltimore. He has San Francisco minus the 138 at Miami. Well, I guess it's a road warrior card for him. He's on Cleveland minus the 105 at Boston. Then he has San Diego and Milwaukee under the 8.5. That one aligns with my Nerfy at least. But he has Seattle and Cincinnati over the 7. That goes against my Nerfy, but he'll probably win that one. So let's recap my card for Tuesday. Coda Camper Kyle will be in for the Wednesday podcast. The way I'm running, I probably need a day off to recharge the batteries and figure out what's wrong with my baseball handicapping. But here we go. We're going to start in the NBA. It's New Orleans plus the 1 against the LA Lakers. And game number 2, I'm on the Sacramento Kings plus the 2.5 against the Golden State Warriors. Major League Baseball, my Nerfies. I'm on Texas and Detroit. First game off the board at the minus 120. No runs of the first inning there. Nerfy number 2, I'm on Pittsburgh and the New York Mets. No line yet. I'll post it in the show notes once I can get it in. Nerfy number 3, I'm on San Diego at Milwaukee at a minus 115. Nerfy number 4, I'm on Cincinnati at Seattle at the minus 145. Then a first 5 run line, plus money here for you. It's the Oakland Athletics minus the 0.5 run over the St. Louis Cardinals at the plus 130. So that's my card for a Tuesday. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.